Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Looking to take home that $5,000 first prize on No House Advantage of their pick-up contest. I'm Pete McCarthy here for Stochastic DFS. Appreciate you joining. Give us a like, subscribe, keep up with all of our shows. We got DFS offers, giveaways, the whole nine yards, as you well know by now. And don't forget that almost all of our content is available in podcast form as well on your platform of choice. So what are we looking at on No House Advantage tonight? Well, we got the 10K slam dunk, $10 entry, $5,000 to first place. There's also the finger roll with a $5 entry, $1,000 to first place. Something I noticed that finger roll, the $5 entry, typically doesn't fill to the same degree that the main contest does. So sometimes you could look at that, 7:30 Eastern time when everything starts up. By the way, if you happen to keep up on things last night, that Lakers-Rockets showdown contest that No House Advantage put up, I'm not even sure that it filled halfway. So there was a ton of overlay on the site last night. You definitely want to be looking out for the overlay at No House Advantage. I like to go in there 15 to 20 minutes before the contest starts and just see what's going on, see how much overlay there might be, because when you have more money going out to the players than going into the website, that's always a positive thing when you're looking to play. So as far as the slate goes tonight, only four games, a couple of good ones. It'll be on national TV, the Raptors, the Bucks. You also have the Sixers taking on the Clippers tonight, and that's where we're going to begin with one Kawhi Leonard. 17.5 points is the line on Kawhi. Our projections have him well over 24 points, 85% chance of this one coming in on the over. Why do the projections like Kawhi so much? Well, he's actually playing regular minutes of late, and he has scored at least 24 points in his last four games. We only need to get to 18 points tonight, so that's all bonus territory, but he's consistently getting to the mid-30s in minutes. The points have been there. We know the opportunities are going to be there with the Los Angeles Clippers, so let's run to the over on Kawhi Leonard. 17.5 points is just way too low on this line. No House Advantage, if you haven't played there before, use the link below. You can sign up, and they have a $100 deposit match. What does that mean? You sign up, you put $100 into your account, No House Advantage will match that $100, so you'll have $200 in your account. A couple ways to play. We're talking about the Pick'em contest. This is my favorite way to play on No House Advantage, getting into these contests, trying to hit that big top prize. It's simple enough. It's a confidence pool, right? So you make 10 choices on various props over under. The one you're most confident in is worth 10 points. We got Kawhi in that spot all the way down to a one-pointer. You typically got to get the full 55 points, get all 10 correct in order to get to the top. And you can have yourself a nice little night if you do manage to get there. You can also play versus the house. It's just typical props. You can go over under on various things. You can put two of them together, three, four, up to five. And if you hit five out of five, you get 20 times your money. Don't forget, we have free projections for No House Advantage over at Stochastic.com. You go to Stochastic.com, NBA, free data. You're going to see No House Advantage, and it really makes it simple for you because you could look, say, versus the house and see exactly what our best plays are based on our projections at No House Advantage. And in the pick'em contest, same thing. You can see exactly what the best plays are, and that'll update throughout the day as we have lineup changes, guys getting scratched, injury management, rest management, whatever you want to call it, all these kinds of things that we know affect NBA DFS so much to help you out. In fact, we even have optimal lineups for you, so you can simply copy-paste the lineups right into Know How's Advantage if you want to mass enter, especially on a night where maybe there is a lot of overlay on the site. So we went over on Kawhi Leonard. We also have an over for you with James Harden. This is like an automatic for me in these pick-up contests. 7.5 assists. It had been 8.5 last time, so we're back down to 7.5. Why? I have no idea. Harden hasn't had 7 or fewer assists in a game since December 5th. So it's been about a month and a half where he has been an automatic over on this. We have him projected for about 10 assists tonight, 89% chance of the over. What I love about Harden, he's so consistent at this, right? We don't necessarily need 25 assists from the guy. We just need him to go out and pick up those 8, and he's been doing that over and over and over again. He's also been in at least double digits as far as assists go in his last 6 games. So no matter how you look at it, this is a pretty easy one to get up there. And I do like having overs on both sides of a game like Kawhi Leonard, James Harden, and hopefully we get some points like, you know, that Lakers-Rockets game last night that had a ton of points. Another tool that you use is Odds Shopper. So if you're playing on No House Advantage, particularly if you're playing versus the house, you know, just double check our projections sometimes. Maybe you're scratching your head. You're saying, I don't know how I feel about that one. You could look at Odds Shopper and see what the sports books have as their numbers. Sometimes they're different than what you see at No House Advantage. They certainly are in the pick'em contest, and you can lean in a certain direction. But if you're playing versus the house, let's say, and maybe it is the same number, but it's going to be minus 140 at the sports books, well, that's probably a pretty good play if you're playing versus the house at No House Advantage. It's just another way to gauge what the expectations are going into a given night for these guys. And of course, if you are playing against houses, it'll give you the best price, the best bang for your buck, where the numbers might be different, where, you know, it's minus 140 here, minus 120 there. And depending on what angle you're taking, the over, the under, maybe you want to play it at a different book. Odds Shopper will sort it all out for you, make it super simple for you to get the most return on your money if you do get something correct. Let's also look at Jusuf Nurkić, 10.5 points is the line in the pick'em contest. Again, he's consistently been over here, at least 11 points in 6 straight games. It's actually been a bit better than that. We have a projected for about 16 points tonight. Pretty easy to get over on Nurkić. Didn't play a whole lot of minutes the last couple of games against the Dallas Mavericks. I think that that was more matchup dependent. The Blazers, they're going to need him tonight, going up against Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets. And then in the pick-up contest, you typically see a lot of players that just don't have access to reaching their points plus rebounds plus assists, at least as long as the lineups stay the same as they are this morning and the expectations we have this morning. And some of this changes over the course of the day. But you can look at, for example, Terrence Mann, OG Anunoby, Doug McDermott, Brooke Lopez, all with very high points plus rebounds plus assists that, you know, we don't look at as being reachable for them based on the playing time expected tonight, particularly Mann, Anunoby, and McDermott. Brooke Lopez, just one that I tend to like tonight. But you can certainly add those guys within your lineup if they don't have access to the minutes to get to those lofty points plus rebounds plus assists number. If you're playing NBA DFS, you want to use our lineup generator. It's a great new tool that's been fine-tuned in recent months. It has the ability, you can player swap somebody out for maybe someone who's lower owned or higher projected or a salary that you like a little better. That's a new feature that we've added recently. It's going to give you some contrarian lineups, but intelligently contrarian, where you actually have a chance of hitting on it and then trying to get to the top of a GPP. You can also just play, you know, straight chalk and ride with that. A couple of different ways to do it. I used it for NFL Showdown contests with success this past weekend. Really like the lineup generator. You just, you know, you save or discard, you flip through the lineups that it gives you. And again, I had some good success with it. So recommend you checking that out. And that is included when you sign up for our DFS packages at stochastic.com. Thanks for watching. I'm Pete McCarthy. Get it tonight.